Time for a weekly review of state news. An influential business group has taken back its endorsement of a state Supreme Court candidate. A Wisconsin high school football player returns safely after going missing and shares his mental health concerns. And a healthcare merger is causing problems for some Wisconsin cancer patients. Robert Menser is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. He joins us most Fridays to look at the top news from around the state. Rob, good to have you back.
Hey, thank you.
Let's start with this state Supreme Court race, two candidates in the upcoming election. And now one of the candidates, one of his key donors, has taken back its endorsement and is asking for its money back. What happened?
Right. So Judge Brian Hagedorn is continuing fallout for advocacy of socially conservative causes. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has reported on public statements he's made online and policy of a private school he founded that is seen as homophobic, and most recently reported that he had received about $3,000 for giving speeches to an activist conservative legal group that has supported making gay sex a crime. That is the Alliance Defending Freedom. So this is like an ally of his. He's sort of in line with the reporting of about statements that he's made. And this week, some concrete political fallout as the Wisconsin Realtors Association rescinded its endorsement and is asking the campaign to return $18,000 that they had donated.
Now, what has the Hagedorn campaign had to say as these issues have been raised over the last week or two?
So Hagedorn's position is that these are attacks on his faith, on people of faith, rather than attacks on his objectivity or, like, you know, in the text of the statement that the Realtors Association put out was that they didn't want to be associated with, you know, they had endorsed him over some real estate related issues. They didn't have a position or want to be associated with the other stuff. The campaign's position is that these are attacks on him as a person of faith, and, you know, politically he needs people on the right to be fired up to vote in the spring election, so that's where he's targeting his political appeals.
We'll keep watching as that story develops. Some reporting this week, Rob, on healthcare mergers. We see healthcare groups merge and buy each other out all the time, but that can have consequences, it turns out, for patients, including, in the reporting this week, cancer patients. Can you tell us this story?
Right. This is a complicated story, but a significant one. My colleague Maureen Wallenfang out of Appleton interviewed numerous patients who had been patients at a clinic called Fox Valley Hematology and Oncology that was bought out by ThetaCare, which is a hospital system, a much larger healthcare organization. And what this, you know, what her interviews showed, what the reporting shows, is the numerous, you know, problems, complications that came to these patients for, over the course of this changeover. So some had their insurance rejected or saw higher costs. Some were more minor but clearly annoying things, like appointment times would go missing or they had to change their schedules. And in one case, a patient's medical records reviewed by USA Today Network Wisconsin appeared to show that she had been given the wrong dosage of a medication for a period of months.
So dealing with cancer treatment, tough enough in any circumstance, it sounds like these patients dealing with their cancer treatment and dealing with this new bureaucracy, I guess, extra trouble for them.
Right. So, and you know, as you say, you know, mergers in healthcare, this is what is the healthcare field is seeing in general. This is one case of an independent clinic that was bought out by a hospital system, but that is a very common story. And so every time it happens, there's going to be an inevitable transition period, changes to computer systems and staff payments and whatever, insurance, all the things that make our health system so complex and so sometimes so frustrating for patients. So as an organization, the hospital system can, like, work through these issues, look at its procedures or whatever, but if you are the patient or if it's your loved one who's relying on these institutions for cancer treatment. You know, it's it just is a reminder of how high the stakes are for these people, and they may not feel like they can wait the 6 months or whatever it takes to sort of work out these logistical issues.
Talking to Rob Metzer from USA Today Network. Wisconsin rounding up some of the top news around the state this week. Rob, a lot of attention to this last Sunday, an alarm raised that a Stevens Point High School student and football player was missing. What happened? What was the outcome?
Right. So Jackson Kelly, who is 18 years old, is safe. He is at home. And I mean, that's the most important thing. He went missing on Sunday and was found on Tuesday. He wasn't hurt. He's okay. And then what happened this week was on Thursday, he posted a statement on his Twitter feed about what he had been through. And essentially he went through a mental health crisis. He wrote about suffering from anxiety and depression, and that he hadn't been sleeping, and he went into a episode he described as extreme paranoia and a dark place inside his mind, and that led him to run away. He believed he was being chased by someone. He said he drove more than 1,000 miles during the time that he was missing. But he also wrote that he was able to get his, you know, mental bearings. He was able to come back, and he wrote in the same statement that he's learned the importance of not keeping things bottled up, the importance of talking to others about your mental health. And I mean, I think he did that's a brave thing to share that publicly. I think he's done a good thing there, and maybe something that can reach others.
Want to touch on a couple more stories, Rob, before we run out of time. A Wisconsin high school showing up in the New York Times for not a great reason. Some strange awards at a cheerleading banquet. This happened last year. Just came out in the papers this week. What was the story?
Yeah, I think this was first reported in the New York Times, and the reason that it was reported was because the ACLU had sent a letter of warning to a high school in Kenosha after they did this banquet for cheerleaders and gave out these sort of jokey awards to the cheerleaders that were all based around their bodies. They had jokey awards about the skinniest girl and the most well-endowed girl and things that are like, you know, it wasn't in the spirit of, you know, intentional bullying, but like it's pretty plainly inappropriate among high school girls. And there were certainly some parents and attendees at this sort of end of the year banquet that found it to be totally out of line and complained to the school. And the ACLU's position is that that the school did not take sufficient action.
And yeah, what has the response been from the school now since this reporting came out?
Well, they don't want to talk. They're not going to comment on a personnel issue, but it looks like they're going to make some changes. I think it's safe to say that we will not see the same awards as a result. But I mean, it's a question of whether that's more the result of this publicity or of something else.
And briefly, Rob, a Wisconsin teacher is out with a new book that is telling what for me was an untold story. A big shipwreck as part of Civil War history. I think we're going to try to get this teacher on, by the way. But briefly, remind us or tell us what happened with this ship.
Yeah, I found this story fascinating. Yeah, Paul Tim is an eighth grade teacher at Random Lake Middle School, and he wrote about the Lady Elgin. We and my colleague Diana Dombrowski in the Sheboygan Press wrote a fascinating story this week. Folks can look up the Lady Elgin shipwreck. This happened in 1860, and 300 people lost their lives in the shipwreck. It was a steamship that was on its way back to Milwaukee from a political rally in Chicago, and it's all tied up into Civil War history. There's drama to the wreck, and this it's become the subject of this teacher's young adult novel, and it sounds fascinating.
We'll check that out more. Rob, thanks as always. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you.
That's Robert Metzer with USA Today Network Wisconsin for our weekly roundup of state news.